But most of the population leaves. But you stay during this. You do leave during August.
I flee. August. Yeah. But yesterday was, or a couple of days ago actually, it was so nice. And I was auditioning I had an audition for a character, and she's not a stripper, but she's definitely into like burlesque in the bedroom. Mm. So yeah. So that really doesn't deserve applause. But so I decided that I really wanted to buy Dita Von Teese's book, The Art of the Tease. That's a good book. And so there's only one place that sells it, which is the Upper West Side. And I had to go. Well, my brother and I decided we were going to, I have a dog, and we were going to take her for a walk. And it was great. It was like 40 blocks through Central Park and across town. And on the way back, we stumbled upon a naked marathon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really? A naked marathon?
It wasn't quite naked. It was a skimpy marathon, but I got your attention.
Yeah.
But it was a marathon where people did it in their underwear, bras and panties. The boys, too.
I don't understand the point of that, really.
Neither do I, but it was a New York moment.
Yeah. And how many people seemed to be participating?
A couple hundred, probably.
Really?
Maybe a little over 1,000. And it was kind of, I'm going to sound really terrible for saying this, but, you know, with marathons, you always get people of different commitment level, different levels of fitness. Mm-hmm. And in this case, as they pulled ahead, the marathon got progressively less toned as people came up. And you just wanted to cheer extra hard for the stragglers.
I can't really get my mind around this. The idea is we're going to run some length, some designated mileage.
1.7 miles.
Yeah, but we're going to be partially naked.
Nude.
I mean,
yeah.
So what? I mean, what is?
Well, you know what? It was sponsored by Chipotle, so everyone got free Mexican at the end.